This is Jay's podcast brought to you by Jay. It's February 2nd, 2020, Sunday in Hong Kong. It's a cloudy day here in Hong Kong, and a lot of people are going out because of the outbreak of coronavirus. Yeah, all the people, I shouldn't say all the people, but most of the people outside are wearing masks, and some of the stores or facilities, they do not allow you to enter if you are not wearing a mask, and they also do check your body temperature. Wow, this is really, really a critical situation even in Hong Kong. And it's unbelievable to learn day by day the number of infected people and casualties is increasing. I think this number is going to increase even more. Yeah, more. It's really a tough situation, and I hope people are safe and the situation will slow down as soon as possible. はい、そうなんですよ。香港でもですね、やはりこのコロナウイルスの影響を心配して外出を控える市民の人が多いですし、外出する場合はもうほとんどの方がマスクをされています。そして、ね、レストランとか、まあ、施設ですね、ジムとかそういう、まあ、場所なんですけれども、もう必ずマスクをしていない場合は、入場できないですとか、体温を測るというところもあります。徹底して、まあ、感染を防ごうという、ことが、なされています。はい、そうですね。そしてあと最近だと日本政府がですね、数日前に武漢市にチャーター機を飛ばして日本人を救出したというニュースがありましたけども、その後皆さん家に帰っちゃってるんですよね。これ他の国の政府、例えばオーストラリア政府ですと、本国の本、まあ、離島ですよね、クリスマス島というのは、まあ、大体本島から1000キロぐらい離れたところに隔離するとか、まあ、他の国の政府でも、最低2週間は隔離して観察するというような措置を取っているにもかかわらず、日本政府はそのまま家に帰しちゃったという、なんじゃそれっていう感じですね。はい。So one thing I should talk about today is the news that I know about Japanese government flying airplane to the city of Wuhan to evacuate Japanese people from there. I think that's a great, great action taken by the government. But these people, after they arrived in Japan, they went home without being, you know, observed, you know, or separated for 12 days, you know, which usually is a normal thing to do for other governments, except for Japanese government. I think this is crazy. For example, Australian government, they put all these people on a separate island, which is around 1,000 kilometers away from the mainland, and they observe them in the facility. You know, this is very important. I mean, evacuating people, saving them is one thing, but stopping the, you know, the viral outbreak, epidemic, this is crucial, right? This is secondary infection, and a lot of people are getting infected because of that, right?
はい。なのでですね、ちょっとこの政府の対応は懸念が多いです。例えばベトナム政府ですとね、もうすでに香港、まあ中国、香港、マカオ、台湾からの、訪問客を受け入れないことを決めています。So this, you know, the look at some other governments, you know, what they are doing about, you know, regulating visitors or something like that. For example, the government of Vietnam, they already announced that they will suspend the visitors from mainland China, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. Yes, that's a very serious measurement, but to prevent and to protect the people's from this, you know, deadly disease, I think this is a necessary action to be taken by government. I hope Japanese government and, you know, people in the high position will raise their awareness and the sense of crisis management. Yeah, this is nothing, you know. I mean, this is a very serious infection, and could be worse than SARS. はい。ということで、私はですね、日本政府にもう少し危機管理の意識を高めてもらいたいですし、そうですね、もしかしたら SARS よりも大変なものであるということも言われてますし、はい、やはり政府にしかできないことというのもたくさんありますので、その辺はちょっと考え直していただきたいなと思います。はい、 Okay, so that's about it for today. It was kind of not, you know, very very positive podcast today because of the outbreak which is, you know, spreading all over the world now. はい、今日は、コロナウイルスについてということで、あまりポジティブな内容ではありませんでしたが、また、次の放送でお会いしたいと思います。はい。それでは、Thank you guys for listening to my podcast and I hope to see you again. Bye now.